This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello, and welcome again to this episode of LabCast. I'm Kevin Kane, and today I'm joined by Kendra Lee. Kendra's a top IT seller, sales advisor, and business owner who knows innovative ways to shorten time to revenue in the small and mid-sized market. She's also the founder of KLA Group, an organization that helps companies in the IT industry break into and exceed revenue objectives in small and mid-market businesses. In addition, Kendra is the author of the best-selling book, Selling Against the Goal, How Corporate Sales Professionals Generate the Leads They Need. Kendra, thanks so much for joining us today. We're here to talk about the topic of the new rules for email processing.
Well, thank you for having me, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. So along the lines of email prospecting, I guess one of the first questions I really have is, you know, why are there new rules today? Is it a matter of technology or something else?
Well, it's a combination of things. First of all, there's technology because we now have smartphones, of course. And then the other thing is that we've been doing it now for several years. And so we're getting wiser in what works and what doesn't because our prospects that we are emailing are getting smarter and catching on to some of the techniques we used to have that may not work as effectively anymore.
Right. One of the things that you talk a lot about in on your website, et cetera, is something that you refer to the glimpse factor. So what exactly is the glimpse factor and how do the new rules apply to it?
The glimpse factor is how your prospects read your email. And you talked about technology. Well, with the advent of smartphones and the different tools that your prospects may be reading their emails using, it's really important to understand how they read emails and how it varies based on if they're reading it on a smartphone or they happen to be reading it in the office itself. So on smartphones, one of our new rules is that you have to keep your emails as short as possible. It's really interesting if you have paid any attention when an email comes in on your smartphone and you look at it, it looks really long if it has more than, say, four sentences.
Right.
But when it comes into your email, four sentences looks really short. So we have to think about who our prospects are that we're emailing and where they're most likely to read our email and then apply the glimpse factor. And what the glimpse factor says is how are your prospects making a decision as to whether or not they're going to read your email. And it's really only based on a glimpse. They look to see, do they know your name? Do they know your company name? They jump to the subject line to see if it's something that they have to deal with. And then if they're reading it on their computers, then they jump down to the signature and they get a sense for how long, how hard does this email look. If they're reading it on the smartphone, they're looking for things like, after they get past the subject line, is this addressed to me? Does this have a bunch of HTML graphics, which would indicate, oh, this is junk mail I can just delete? And then they go and they start reading the email. So the glimpse factor says that in 3 seconds, based on the tool that they're using to read their email, they're going to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to bother to read it or they're just going to delete it. So oftentimes, your emails get deleted and they haven't read one word that you've written other than the subject line and the salutation.
That's really interesting. And I guess the next question that comes to mind for me is really, what is the level of sort of thought that goes into who your audience is? And is it really based on generational issues, which it sort of sounds like based on what you're describing, or is it something more broad than that?
I think it's many different things. And this is where the lines between marketing and sales are getting more and more blurred. You may have heard the term personas. You may have heard the terms target markets or micro segments, which are terms I use all the time. In sales, you may just hear that you need to target. But the reality is that you need to think about what are the characteristics of the person that you are emailing, everything from the traditional industry size of company to, yes, age, as well as their geographic location. What are their job responsibilities? So we've got to think even broader now when we're doing our email prospecting. And it doesn't have to be difficult. We don't have to spend a huge amount of time. If you're a salesperson selling, you know you don't have a lot of time to spend when you're preparing to do your prospecting. So you need to do it in a smart way. And that would say that you want to group these target contacts or these target companies that you're approaching so that you can do a level of research and be confident that the way that you approach them will probably fit that group.
In describing all of that, you've really alluded to a couple of what sound like best practices and tips for how to, you know, really put together compelling emails in this new age that we're in. Are there any others that you could touch on for our listeners?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, make sure that your subject line is personalized. Your subject line can make or break whether or not somebody opens your email. In prospecting, I like subject lines that talk about a meeting time. You know, it might say technology meeting, or it might say meeting Thursday at 10, or can we meet Thursday at 10? You know, try it and see which works. But I want to keep it very personal to your prospects so they feel like they have to take action. That'll get them to open it, and you'll get past the first part of the glimpse factor, which is the subject line. Then make sure you don't use any HTML. Even in your lead generation campaigns, if you're running a lead generation campaign and you're targeting, you know, 100 contacts or even 1,000, don't include a lot of HTML graphics. It comes through on the smartphone. They see it. That doesn't feel personal. Bam, it's gone. You've hit the delete barrier. So that's another one. If it's coming in and you're suspecting they may be reading it on their PCs, make sure you've got a lot of white space. Keep your paragraph short. But probably the number two thing behind the subject line is to make sure that your email is focused on that target group of prospects that you are attempting to reach and targeted with a business message so that when they read your first line, it's not, we are a company that does X. Instead, it's about them. And that will get them into your email and get them reading it. And that doesn't matter whether you're a salesperson doing prospecting or you're a marketing person who's doing lead generation. It's got to be about them.
So that brings me to another interesting point, and I think one that you've kind of touched on a little bit, and that's the fact that people have short attention spans these days. And so what I'm wondering is, you know, do you foresee us having a conversation maybe in a year or two where we're talking about the new rules for Twitter prospecting instead of email prospecting?
Oh, Kevin, I would tell you that we can have that conversation in the next 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, the second thing that I tell people, your prospecting is an integrated approach, and you're going to use the phone that has not gone away. You're using email. But the next thing you need to be doing, if you're not reaching him in those two ways, is you've got to be out on social media. You can take your email that you've written for sending through email, and you can send it through LinkedIn. You can take the core components of that same email, and you can use them on Twitter. If you are connected to prospects, you can use it to send direct messages, and if you're not, you're going to use it as comments to try and attract attention of those people that your message best fits. And if you've done a really good job of writing your email, you have written it for that micro segment that you're targeting, and they're going to see it as different people retweet you and if they're following you. So Twitter, we're already there. You definitely want to be using it for prospecting.
And speaking of Twitter and social media in general, that's a really great segue into my last question, which is just, how can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to?
Well, I can give you all the three different methods that are traditional and are evolving one. And I'm going to start with Twitter. You know, follow me on Twitter at Kendra Lee, K-L-A. And Kendra is K-E-N-D-R-A, Lee, L-E-E, K-L-A. And that's for KLA Group. You can follow us online at our website, klagroup.com. Or you can do the traditional email, kendra.lee@klagroup.com. And I welcome all your comments and your questions. So please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any on email prospecting. And we have a lot of great resources, including an ebook that's coming out called Email Power Prospecting that we will have posted out on our website as well.
Kendra, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. I look forward to our next conversation.